they'd run water down through that and come down here and drain off. Mm-hmm. And that was a form of lye. Mm-hmm. Comes out, hickory's the best for that, and oak. Then you'd have grease from hog.
Yeah.
Well, you'd take that mother wood, and I don't remember how she did it, but she cooked that. Mm-hmm. And she made what is known as lye soap.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. My grandmother, my mama made it.
Mama used to make it. I used to have to take water out there. And
yeah.
Everything. And you could get enough of it on if you didn't use too much water.
Yes. Yes, sir.
You hit it there, you have to take the hide off of it.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty strong stuff, that lye soap. I guess it'll get you clean anyway.
Now, what else did you use that lye for?
A lot of times they'd use it to dress animals.
All right, something.
Now, Mother, we boys like to catch opossums and eat them. Mm. We boys wanted the skin, you know, we'd stretch it and sell that possum hide.
Yeah.
Mother didn't want that. She wanted to take it down there and get those ashes and that lye and take all the hair off of it and bake the possum without the skin on it.
Oh.
And it took the hair, it used some to take the hair off a hog.
Uh-huh.
You know what the curlers in the pigtails for?
No.
Ornament. Did you know, Alma, that in Haleville today we got three good supermarkets? There's just two places you can get ham. That's right.
I'll buy it. Why is the other one? Why does the other one not have ham?
There's just two places on the hog to get ham.
Yeah.
No, it's on the
each
side of the back end of the
house. Yeah, I was afraid to ask. What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay.
That's what we used to use as serenading. We'd grease our face a little bit, and we'd take that soot, and we'd make a nigger face.
Mm-hmm.
And
now tell me about serenading. When would you do that?
On Christmas, about 2 weeks, you know, before and after. Well, let's take it like this. Say we was going to serenade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd dress up, maybe you dress up like a man, black your face, maybe I dress up like a lady and all like that, and then we'd go out. Well, I'll tell you about one serenade up in the forest up at Sanford's, you know, it's been there. There's a bunch of them went along there serenading one night, dancing on the porch, and the old fellow wouldn't get up to let them in. They went on down the way, and it just cold as being a big old gray horse died. And they come back, some of them got up there and danced on that floor while the others went out there and got that gray horse and brought it up there and lit it up again the door. The old man got up to build his fire, and he went out there to get him a backstick. He was going out there to get him a backstick the next morning. He hadn't brought it in. He opened that door, and that gray horse fell in on him.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful.
I told you I'd been in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds like something you'd do on Halloween instead of on Christmas, though.
Oh, you hardly ever serenaded on Halloween. Of course, they'd go around dressed up like Halloween.
Now, when you say serenade, does that mean that you sing?
Well, let's take it like this. Say you're living here, and me and Almer got us a party. We'd come down and we'd come in here old...
With your black face and everything.
Black face and things, just to serenade you. Then we'll go on to the next.